With a state Democratic convention behind her, U.S. Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren can now focus her full attention on the Republican incumbent U.S. Senator Scott Brown. But WBUR's Fred Tice reports that Warren's handling of questions regarding her Native American heritage could continue into the general campaign.
A Western New England University poll shows Elizabeth Warren gaining on Senator Scott Brown since March. So Tim Versalotti, who oversaw the poll conducted last week, says it looks like Harvard University's touting of Warren as a Native American law professor is not an issue most voters care about.
If this is having an effect, it's really on the margins. Now, having said that, Warren's favorability went up 4 points. Her unfavorability went up 10. So, something's happening.
In order to win this election in a state with relatively few Republicans, Brown has to win independent voters. And he has to win over some Democrats, too, as he did in 2010 against Martha Coakley. And among those people, Warren's listing herself as Native American does matter. The Western New England poll did not ask voters specifically about the issue, but another recent poll for the Boston Globe by the University of New Hampshire's Andy Smith did, and Smith found that 43% of Democrats and 48% of independents who say they're going to vote for Brown say the Native American issue makes them less likely to vote for Warren.
So among those people that Brown really has to get, this issue is having an impact. It's having an impact early on in the campaign when the Warren campaign really wants to be talking about economic issues.
But Warren has not been able to make the campaign about economic issues, such as whether Brown worked to water down regulations of financial firms. That's because she's not dealt decisively with questions about when and why she listed herself as Native American. Republican political consultant Jeff Stinson says, up to now, Warren has mishandled this issue.
At one point, you have to understand that people want an answer to a question, and you have to provide that answer. And then, unfortunately, once you don't provide that answer clearly and concisely, what tends to happen is the issue grows and grows beyond your control. And that's really what's happened here.
Republican political consultant Rob Gray says Warren has effectively handed Brown an issue for the rest of the campaign.
They can go at her now in a probably a lighthearted and funny kind of way on this Indian issue. So it gives him some potential there where he was going to have a hard time finding ammo. He was probably grasping at straws a bit, and now there is an issue out there.
Democratic political consultant Dan Payne agrees.
It's been handled so badly up to this point. But I guess if I were giving her advice, I'd say just refuse to talk about it.
And yesterday, that's what Warren did. She declined a request to speak to WBUR's Radio Boston unless the show agreed to talk only about Scott Brown's position on financial regulations. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.